أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله. من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to talk about backbiting as third part. In two previous parts, I have talked about two different subjects. The first, I have talked about backbiting and the definition of this subject, and also backbiting through the verses of the Holy Quran. And the second, I have talked about backbiting according to the hadiths and the narrations which came from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. In this lecture, I would like to talk some more hadiths about the backbiting which came from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household. Of course, I would like to talk about three things today in this lecture. The first thing, I would like to talk about this matter, that listening to backbiters also forbidden. It is also haram and forbidden according to the hadiths which came from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The second, I would like to talk about some stories and some things which happened during the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Some of the people, they used to backbite the others, then our Prophet stopped them. And our Prophet said that it is not a good habit, you should leave this habit. In the end, I would like to talk about the places which we are allowed to backbite the others. The first subject, as I told you, as a person tries to backbite the others, and it is forbidden in Islam, as we talked about this matter in detail. So the same is the case with a person who does not backbite himself, but he listens to a person that he is backbiting, and he is only the listener. So it is also forbidden according to the hadiths, because as it came in the verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says that your tongue, your eyes, your ears, your heart, all of them are responsible. And the hereafter, all these things will be questioned, will be asked that why you have done these things. Almighty Allah says in the Surah of Isra, the verse number is 36, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلٌّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Almighty Allah says, وَلَا تَقْفُ. It means that you should not follow about those things that you do not have knowledge about those things. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ. Because Almighty Allah created persons responsible, that his ears, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ, وَالْبَصَرَ, his eyes, وَالْفُؤَادَ, in his heart, all of them are, will be questioned. كُلٌ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانُوا عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا, and all of them are responsible. So As we are talking about someone and backbiting the others, it is forbidden. The same is the case when we are hearing and listening backbiting. There is a hadith from our Imam Sadiq alayhi salam who says, أنه قال الغيبة كفر والمستمع لها والراضي بها مشرك. قلت فإن قال ما ليس فيه فقال ذاك بهتان. It is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam who says that backbiting, it is kufr, it is unbelieving. وَالْمُسْتَمِعُ لَهَا وَالْرَاضِ بِهَا مُشْرِكٌ. But those who listen to the backbiting and those who like backbiting, وَالْرَاضِ بِهَا مُشْرِكٌ, they are mushrik, they are pagans. قُلْتُ فَإِن, then a person asked from Imam Sadiq, if these things be in that person's, if we say some things about that person that he possesses, then our Imam said, قَالَ مَا لَيْسَ فِيهِ فَقَالَ ذَاكَ بُهْتَانٌ. If you say some things about him that he does not possess, so it is accusation, it is tuhma, it is buhtan, which came in the hadiths. And our Prophet, peace be upon him, he said that you should understand it, that we have two kinds of backbiters. One, a person who backbites and he talks about the other. And the other person, a person who listens to backbiting. A listener of backbiting, he is also one of two of the backbiters. Our Prophet said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله المستمع أحد المغتابين. It means that a listener of the backbiting, he is also one of the two backbiters. And there is again another hadith which is very close to this hadith. Our Prophet said, أنه قال السامع للغيبة أحد المغتابين. Only the differences between the two words which came in one of the hadith al-mustami' and the other al-sami', but the meaning, there is no difference. And again, some of the people, they used to backbite, and some of others, they used to listen. Our Prophet hindered and stopped and ordered them that you should not do this, both of them, both the listeners and the one who was backbiting. وَنَهَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنِ الْغَيْبَةِ وَالْإِسْتِمَاعِ إِلَيْهَا. Our Prophet, he asked the others that they should not do it, neither backbiting nor listening to backbiters. Now we understood from these hadiths that listening to the backbiters, it is also forbidden, and we should not do that. And as we talked in previous lecture, we talked that our Prophet said and asked from the believers, that all the believers, they should try to help and support the person who will be backbited. So if there is an assembly and a gathering, and if someone, they start backbiting of some believers, so we should stop them, not that we should listen to them. And we should support that person that he will be backbited. Now in the other part of my lecture, I would like to give you some examples, some stories which came in the hadiths, which happened during the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Among these stories, one of the story belongs to Aisha. Aisha, she was the wife of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in his household. And there is a hadith that one day Aisha was sitting near the Holy Prophet. A woman entered and came in order to ask some questions from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And she asked some questions and then she returned. When she returned, Aisha, she by her gesture, she showed it to the others that this woman who came here, she was very small. She did not use the words and she did not speak anything, but only she said that, and she, as a gesture, as a, she used her body language and said that she is very, very small. She was very small. Our Prophet, he understood it, and he knew that the Aisha, she is trying to backbite that woman. Then our Prophet said that you should French your teeth. And then she did that, and the piece of flesh, it came out. And she became surprised. What happened? I did not eat any flesh and any meat. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household said that now you backbited that woman. It is because of that that you have backbited. So it is the whole hadith which came in the book of Biharul Anwar. The volume number is 72 and the page number 224. I only want to tell you the short. من ذلك ما روي عن عائشة. The narration is from Aisha. أنها قالت. Aisha narrates to the others and tell this story. دخلت علينا امرأة. A woman entered to us. فلما ولت أومأت بيدي. When this woman, she returned, then I gestured and I used my body language. أَوْمَأْتُ بِيَدِ أَيْ قَسِيرًا. And I said to the others that she was very small and short. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ اِغْتَبْتِيهَا. Our Prophet addressed me that, O Aisha, you have backbited her. So it is also a kind of backbiting. Backbiting sometimes can be by writing, sometimes can be by gesture, by body language, sometimes can be by the saying. So there are different kinds of backbite. And also there is a very famous story about Ma'izi Aslami. He was one of the followers of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And he was a believer. But he committed a mistake. And he committed adultery. And he performed a sin. After a while, then he came to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, O Prophet, I would like that you should purify me because of the sin that I have done. Then our Prophet, he performed the hajj, and after a while there were two persons, and one day they were murmuring with each other, and they were saying, and they were backbiting the Ma'iz Aslami, while our Prophet also was there in that assembly, and some of the other followers of the Prophet and companions of the Prophets, they were sitting there. That two persons, they were talking about Ma'izi Aslami, and they were saying that Ma'izi Aslami, he was a simple man, and he, the sin that Almighty Allah had hided that and covered that, so he came and he discovered that, he disclosed it, and he talked it to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Prophet also punished him like a dog. He used the word of dog. Then our Prophet became angry. In that assembly, he did not say anything. But there, one day, some of his companions and also two persons that they were backbiting about the Ma'iz Aslami, they also were with the Prophet, and they went in a journey. In the journey in the desert, they saw a dead body of a donkey. Then our Prophet asked of these two persons, and they said that we are present here. Our Prophet ordered them that you should eat the flesh of this dead donkey. Then these two persons said that how can we eat it? No one can eat it. While it has a very bad smell, and also it is not a halal and performed flesh. So how can we eat it? Our Prophet said that your backbiting about Ma'iz Aslami is much worse than this. Why have you done that? And you have eaten the flesh of your brothers while he is dead. So from here we can understand that backbiting, it is a very major sin and a very bad things. And also there are another story which happened during the Prophet, peace be upon him. The story is this, that some of the companions and the followers of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in his household, he came to the Prophet. They came to the Prophet and said, O Prophet, there is among us is a person that he does not work much. And the other people, his friends, they pray for his camel, they give him food, and he is not a good person. Then our Prophet said, it is a kind of backbiting. Why you have backbited him? They said that, no, this person possesses this habit. Then our Prophet said, if he does not possess this habit, so that is accusation, that is buhtan. So, as he does possess that characteristic, that's why I say that it is ghaibat and it is backbiting. And there is another story which came, this story, in the book of Majmu' al-Bayan, as well as in the book of Al-Jawami. First of all, in these two books came this verse of the Holy Quran, which Almighty Allah says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَهْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُهُ. Almighty Allah forbidden us from backbiting, and backbiting is like eating the flesh of our dead brother. So this verse of the Holy Quran, it came about some of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that they used to backbite the others. Especially they backbited the Salman and Usama. The whole story is this, that our Prophet says, لَيَأْتِ لَهُمَا بِتَعَامٍ. The story is this, that وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا نَزَلَ فِي رَجُلَيْنِ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This verse of the Holy Quran, it revealed about two companions of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. What were they doing? اغتابا رفيقهما, that these two persons, they backbited their friends. وهو سلمان بعثاه إلى رسول الله, that friend, he was Salman. These two persons, they sent Salman to Usama, till this Salman should bring some food and they should eat. بعثاه إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليأتي لهما بطعام. First of all, they sent these two to the Prophet. Then when they went to the Prophet. Prophet sent these two persons, sent Salman to the Usama. فَبَعَثَهُ إِلَىٰ أُسَامَ بِنْ زَيْدٍ وَكَانَ خَازِنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was responsible of the food of the Holy Prophet and that journey ala rahlihi. فَقَالَ مَا عِنْدِي شَيْءٌ. Usama said that we do not have anything, and nothing remained for us. We cannot help you and we cannot give you anything. فَعَادَ إِلَيْهِمَا. Salman, he returned to his two friends. فَقَالَ بَخِلَ أُسَامَ. These two persons said that Usama, he is bakhil and he is not a good person. وَقَالَ لِسَلْمَانَ. And also these two persons said to the Salman, O Salman, لَوْ بَعَثْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ بِئْرِ سُمَيْحَ لَغَارَ مَاؤُهَا. If we send you to a spring of Sumayha, then of course that spring, the water of that will become dried. So it means that you are not a good person. ثم انطلق. Then these two persons, they went in order to search for the food themselves. ثم انطلق يتجسسان هل عند أسامة ما أمر لهما به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When they went there, then again, ثم انطلق إلى رسول الله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لهما مالي أرى خضرة اللحم في أفواهكما. Our Prophet said that what happened? I see some piece of flesh in your mouth. فقال يا رسول الله ما تناولنا في يومنا هذا لحما. Then these two persons said that today we did not eat any piece of meat and we are hungry. We came in order to give us some food. قال ظللتم تأكلون لحم سلمان وأسامة. أنتم, you have eaten the flesh of Usama and Salman. It means that you have backbited them. So it is the whole story which came in the book of Mustadrak al-Wasail. The volume number is 9 and the page number is 123. There were some stories, and our Prophet, peace be upon him, he used to tell the others that you should not backbite the others. It is not a good habit. But there is a way for escaping the backbiting. Sometimes we name the others, and we tell the others that all the people they know. So it is a backbiting. And sometimes, if a person commits mistakes, we should not say that Fulan, he committed that mistake. But we should say that one person or a group of people, they are doing that. As it was the habit of our Prophet. If some of his companion, he used to commit mistake, and our Prophet used to say, ما بال أقوام يقولون كذا. What happened? Why some of the people they are saying that? So he used not to name him, and he, and our Prophet, he did not use the name of that person. He used to say, ما بال أقوام. What happened to some of the people that they are doing that? Now the last thing which I would like to talk about, that is this, that in some places we are allowed to backbite the others. There are some hadiths which came from our Prophet, peace be upon him. Among them, one is a fasiq. Who is fasiq? Fasiq is a person who do the sin in public places, and he does not feel shy. And without any shy, he used to commit the sins. So our Prophet said that if you backbite such a person, such a sinful person, so it does not have any punishment and it is allowed. And the second is this, that if a person is shameless, a person is shameless and he also commits the sins in public places. So if you tell, if you backbite him, so again it is a lot. The third is the unjust persons. Those persons who are unjust, who are cruel, who are oppressors. And if you backbite them, so it makes no difference. The fourth one is those who are heretics. Heretics means those persons that they enter some things which are not from religion to the religion. So these heretics, which in person says bid'at guzar. So if we backbite such kind of the persons, so it is alot. In the end, I would like to mention only some of the pathologies of backbiting. If we backbite the others, so first of all, we will finish our honors and the reliability of the society will be finished and we can destroy the reliability. So if we backbite the others, it means that the others cannot rely upon us and they will think that these persons, he sometimes can backbite us. So then whole the society, they will not rely upon each other. So it is not a good habit. And the second, we by this action, actually we have done when we backbite the others, so the believers, so we await his honor, and it is not a good habit. So according to these hadiths which I talked and collected from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, we understood that backbiting, it is a major sin and we should not commit backbiting. Thank you very much as you have followed this program, and I hope that you could use from this golden saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and also from the verses which we recited from the Holy Quran, and as you followed this program, maybe it will be useful for you. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.